welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 128, I Trust Me Most, The Power of Self-Reliance. This is one of my favorite topics and one of my favorite energies and undercurrents. I've just been looking recently about all the different things I'm creating and my favorite conversations to have, and I'm realizing that this one in particular is at the base and the foundation of almost everything that I talk about. There's a lot of different angles to this. You probably heard many of them, not just from me, but from other people out there, of being self-empowered, taking your power back, trusting yourself, following your intuition, going with your gut, really being able to look to what you know, not what anyone else knows. We talk a lot about that. There's a growing conversation out there. And for me, a lot of it boils down to this ability, this muscle, and this power of actually being able to rely on yourself. We require different tools. We require different perspectives to really hone that muscle. And when I say it's a muscle, I actually mean that. It's something you have to continue to tone and to fine tune and to flex and to stretch as you go. It is so easy to have a sense of self-reliance of, yes, I do trust me most, and to give it up, quite frankly, or waver a little bit. Those seedlings of self-doubt start to come in. Those seedlings of, oh, you know, I think this person may know more than I do. Or taking something that is well established, maybe out in society, and thinking that because it is so, that it has to apply to you, lock, stock, and barrel, even though what you're knowing is telling you is something different. Our society is quite fascinating to me. There is a growing conversation, yes, about becoming self-reliant, but I think that is in response to how our society is made, where it really isn't about self-reliance, it's about reliance on others. There is a focus on experts, on gurus, on authority figures. It's kind of fascinating and it's kind of interesting to me because a lot of people look to me as an authority figure, especially with the mental health thing, with what I've been through in my published book. Absolutely owning that and being able to come at it from an angle where, yes, I have information. I have a lot of inspiration to offer on the topic. And yet, I don't know more about you than you do. And I'd like you to kind of tap into perhaps everyone that you've been listening to, anyone that you're tuning into a podcast or reading a book or sitting for sessions, how many people really function from, yes, I have something to offer, and also you know something too, and you know yourself way more than I do. It's a growing conversation. What would it take for more people to function that way? And one of the ways I see that really building and budding is kind of a supply and demand thing. When there's enough people demanding information, inspiration, assistance, body wellness, mental wellness tools from a perspective of, yes, you have information, but I still know me. I'd like to tap into what I know and how do I go about doing that, things may really start to shift and change. When everybody in the world is actually empowered, you empower the one, you actually empower the many. And quite frankly, with what we're going through with this day and age, I think us all being self-empowered and trusting us is really what's required for the next frontier. Again, those of you listening, most of you are trailblazers out and about in the world, creating businesses, healers, entrepreneurs, absolutely. There's also a huge breadth of you listening who are maybe not out and about getting your voice out in the world, but you are a trailblazer in of yourself. You are foraging through these final frontiers about being self-empowered and self-actualized. What truly is required for you to start trusting yourself and relying that you know. You know what's true for you. You know what's right for you. And you also know the next steps as they start to present themselves. It's interesting because a lot of us go this direction. We have tools, we have perspectives that help us kind of tap into our intuition, to our awareness, to our knowing, to our gut instincts, whatever word it is that you want to use to describe that thing. But it's also, there's like this fault line that starts to come where even when you have that a lot, there's this little thing of doubt that starts to creep in. There's that little thing that comes in that starts to go, oh, maybe not. Maybe that person more. And before you know it, your eyes are more outward on them than they are inward and tuned into you. Let's break this down just a bit because I get this conversation can be quite esoteric. It can be a little bit more conceptual and wow, that sounds really nice, but how the hell do you do that? Totally get it. I studied a lot of different modalities where it was more conceptual for a while. And for me, there was always this missing link of like, yeah, it sounds great. And part of it rings true. And yet here I am talking to somebody. They're quote unquote more experienced, more whatever. And here I go, losing myself a little bit into their world and giving up my choice into what they think I should choose. One amazing tool that I have found for actually tapping into your knowing and your awareness in a really easeful way is from a system called Access Consciousness. It is what they call the light and the heavy tool. And it is a way to kind of tap into your energetic knowing. And what they say all the time is what is true for you is light. What is not true for you is heavy. Now, this can actually be perceived a bunch of different ways depending on you because you're unique. You're not going to perceive it the same way that anybody else would. A trueness for you, a lightness may be increased space. It may feel like the weight of the world is lifting off your shoulder. It may be like a peak of interest and of intrigue. It may be this kind of seductive thing where you want to lean into it a little bit. It may be a relaxation for your body where your world just starts to soften and your body exhales. The heaviness, that untruth can feel like the elephant sitting on your chest. It can feel contracted. It can feel like held breath. It can just feel like that thing in your gut that says, not so much, not for me. And it's fascinating because once you actually start to tap into what is light and what is heavy for you, you will start to tap into your perception of the space around you, of the energy around you. You'll also invite your body into the conversation as well. Your body will start to give you signs for trueness of, again, that relaxation and that lifted lightness, and also those heavy sensations where it's like, don't do that. Being able to just simply ask questions and beyond asking a question of like, hey, what's the next step for me, light or heavy, really and truly looking at the world as a curious child in wonderment, walking down the street, eyes wide open, heart wide open, and just paying attention to what's around you and following those trails of lightness. That pop of interest, that beckoning call, that increased space and relaxation, guiding you towards that. And anything that felt heavy or dark or contracted or that's where, of course, you want to like navigate away from. Being able to play with this tool in your own way, in your own space, as you're walking about your day, choosing what is light, choosing away from what is heavy will actually start to tap you into your energetic knowing, your own awareness, and the trust in yourself that starts to develop from that is astounding. It is a way to truly unlock what I think so many of us have been thinking of as intuition, but an intuition from a esoteric kind of fantasy land that sounds really nice and I kind of know it when it's a big thing, but day-to-day stuff is totally lost on me. This is a way to actually let those day-to-day choices be guided in a way that is actually true for you. Now, with that tool, absolutely start to play with it. A lot of people start to play with light and heavy, and they kind of have this mistrust in themselves. There's still that voice of the guru, of the authority figure, of the expert who is kind of like taking your hand and trying to lead you one direction. There's also these really loud voices of the people in your lives with their expectations of you, of their judgments about what is good and what is not good and what is right for you in this moment. There's a lot of projections about who you're supposed to be and what path you're supposed to take. And sometimes that light and heavy will be kind of opposing to what is getting laid on you from other people. The trust in yourself, the self-reliance, and the I trust me most is really, again, that muscle of, you know, all of that is stuff that's coming from the outside. My light and heavy is coming from the inside. I'm going to go with that. Choosing it and really playing what actually works and what comes from choosing in the lightness, following those pops of interest, will allow you to start developing enough of that muscle of choosing for you, where that trust in yourself, that reliance in you, will actually start to build. It's not about the right answer, and it's not about falling in line with what experts or authority figures or even the people in your life that you've put above you for some way. You've just kind of said, well, either you have more credentials, you have more experience, you're older than me, you're in a position in my life where you're supposed to know more. Whatever it is, none of that's actually true. It's time to actually take back your power and learn to harness this trust in yourself. Learn how to listen to your inner wisdom. Following what's light, navigating away from what is heavy, even if it opposes what the outside world is actually putting on you, that's going to build your self-reliance in a totally different way. Like I said, it is a muscle to be practiced. It's amazing to me how deep I get with this, how like self-possessed I become, where this backbone forms and my feet are planted and my eyes are open. It's like, this is true for me, and I trust myself too much not to go here. It's also fascinating that having all of that, these wiggly spots that start to come in where, yeah, you kind of back away from a little bit. There's a little seedling of doubt, and especially when you start expanding your life and you're living in bigger arenas, stretching your comfort zone a little bit, you run into more people who seem more adept at that new level than you are. It's again, slippery slope to lose yourself a little bit. Don't let it happen. No matter your circumstances, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've been through in your life, you have the power of self-reliance. You have the power to trust you most and to really allow your unique awareness of yourself, what you're capable of, and truly how you'd like to be spending your time on earth to come to the forefront. It's a muscle to be built. It's something to be practiced, absolutely, but it is totally possible and confronting at first. I totally get it, but the utter delight and actually finding those planted feet and that backbone and that openness is well worth it. Well worth it. Please take these little nuggets, start to play with the light and the heavy. Wonder as you're moving through your day like a child would. Allow the lightness, the space, the curiosity, and the interest to guide you. Navigate away from the things that just don't feel in your gut like they're for you. And start to notice where you give yourself up a little for other people, for the experts, the gurus, the authority figures, and start to take your power back. Doesn't mean you have to fight against them. It also doesn't mean that you don't listen and receive from them. People who are in that position can offer you a world of information. They can offer you a lot of inspiration and a great deal of awareness if you're willing to let it in. Just let it in and don't let it overtake you. Still be the one steering the ship of your life in the direction that only you know where it's going to go. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please listen again and take these nuggets. As always, you can reach me at lauren@laurenpolly.com. You can reach out for a free consultation with me at laurenpolly.com. And please share this episode. Who else in your life and your living is looking for more possibilities with self-reliance, trusting themselves, trusting their gut, and being the captain of their own ship of life? Have an amazing week, and as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.